We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
be
all...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet. Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look! Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, stupidity.
I'll do you for that. Oh, what? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Welcome one, welcome all, and it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on until 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern Time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
So round and round and round we go. What does it matter where we stop, you know? As long as we know that we're somewhere at all, right? Doesn't matter where we stop or how long it takes to get there. Come on. So we are all listener supported here, and this is the Why Not Roundtable, and it's Why Not All. If you want to call in on Skype, it's YNOTALL. Why not all? All one word. And it should be interesting tonight. It's an interesting week. I mean, geez, what a crazy world we are. And it's funny that it's all about us. We're going to see how that fits tonight. So anyway, we're all listener supported. And we are number one because this is really where the voice of the people comes out and really lets us know how it feels to be alive in this world. You know, what it takes to actually find something, how we share. This is why we have roundtables. And I think Hawk was actually the original for roundtables. And now everywhere, even on the mainstream, they've got roundtables. I think that's an honorable thing for Hawk. And here we are at a round table on the hump day in the midweek, you know, and it's like the witching hour, midnight hour, of course. And so we are going to change the world. Rev Radio, one listener at a time, at least. And I believe we have some surprises even. I wouldn't even know anything about. I don't know nothing. And that's the way it should be because we're all here guessing and seeing what we're allowed. And the funny thing is that we're allowed to do anything we want. That's what these rules are. These rules are to slow us down. They're not to let us do what we want. Like, it's interesting how as long as nobody gets hurt, you really don't need any rule. And man thinks that everybody needs rules so that nobody gets hurt. So it's really ass backwards. So I'm going to open up the round table and see which way it goes. This should be an interesting one. Go ahead, Two Feathers.
No, I think that, you know, it's funny that you said that because I was thinking, you know, I made a new Facebook post today. And, you know, talking about the Creator's angels, you know, how they watch over our children, they watch over you and also me. You know, if people would only open their eyes, they would see. You know what I'm saying? And it's just open their hearts, I meant, and they would see. You know, that's what it is. It's just like, you know, sometimes, you know, none of us are perfect. You know, really, if you think about it, none of us are perfect, huh?
I like the word perfect, so you're going to have to argue with me over that one.
Well, but, I mean, you could be perfect, I'm not. How does that
criteria? No. We are all, like, according to that book I have, we're all unripe fruit. We're just getting ripe. So, you know, what isn't perfect in that?
Well, I'm bouncing on a road that feels like I'm on a roller coaster. I know this road ain't damn perfect.
Once you realize how good it is to feel and to be something, you won't let anything bother you anymore. I mean, you can tell with me that pretty much nothing bothers me. I mean, it's almost sickening to most people, you know?
Well, I mean, if you were drinking a hot coffee, hopefully you'd have a protective top on it because it would be bothering you if that hot coffee would
I drink a lot of hot coffee,
Yeah. And if you're bouncing on the road that I'm on, dude, and it's spilt in your lap, I don't think you'd be too excited about it.
No, probably not. But, you know, I wouldn't let it bother me. Like, I used to curse about that stuff, and now I don't do that anymore.
Well, third-degree burns, I think I'd let it bother me a little bit.
Well, no, it's like if it bothers me, it's not going to stop the pain or make it heal any faster, you know? So nowadays, you know, when I spill something or drop something, I just laugh at myself for, you know, like things that I do.
Now, I do that.
Huh? Yeah, it's not a big deal. I mean, you get past that stuff. But if I curse it, then it's like cursing myself and stuff or complaining about something in the room with me that's doing it to me, you know, which is my favorite way to blame it on something that's not there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I do that, you know, like I'll drop stuff at home and, you know, I say, man, I love it when I do that. I want to do it again. I'll smash my hand, a finger, you know?
Yeah.
I seen a commercial like that. They had a guy like, what's that?
I make a joke out of it. I think it's funny when I do dumb things.
Yeah. It's just like I saw this guy on an insurance commercial, and he banged his head up on a cross beam in his attic, right? He liked it so much, he just kept banging his head and, you know, on his beam like he was enjoying it. He's like, man, I really love doing this, you know? Let me do it again and again.
Actually, I've heard you say that a couple of times, you know?
Really? Like, I don't remember saying it.
No, it's like, do it to me again and again, then, you know, when I make a comment like it's not a big deal or something, how much it bothers you. You just go off on me about should I kill myself?
Well, it's, I mean,
not you. It's this world that you're in. If you can't handle the world you're in, you're going to go through hell. That's the way the world's made. So you want? I don't know what to do here. Just so you know, being the host and all that.
What do you mean?
I don't know what I mean. How's that?
What you going to say, so what?
So, how about we make this into, what do you want to talk about? It's a round table.
Talk about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and the moon up
above. I like how that little bird, the twit or the tweeter, the, you know, that bird that, whatever the twit sign is.
Oh, the tweet, Twitter.
Yeah, little bluebird gave you a message. Sounds like my parents or something, you know. Yeah, I think there was a song back in their day.
Yeah, that was. I think it was like around your era, huh? Like, well, I mean, it was my mom's.
My parents are. I'm sure there was a record like that. I don't remember it, you know. I remember some of the crap, though, you know, like the rubber tree plant and stuff. Drove me crazy.
a lot of the parents' music, huh? Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say you grow out of that. I mean, at 65, it doesn't bother me anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you grew up listening to that stuff, you know, it's like, you know, it grew on you. As a, you know, I mean, you couldn't go tell your parents, I don't want to listen to that, change it, you know, not like our kids today.
Well, I used to think that with my children, but they said they liked my music. I don't know how, you know, like I remember my parents' music didn't turn me on. But, you know, like we were in a generation where things had to change. It was getting monotonous after a while. You know, like it's no wonder the Beatles came about. Elvis and stuff.
Well, it's funny that you say that because I have an uncle that you talk about change. He grew up listening to oldies all his life because his mama did, my grandmother, and, you know, rest in peace. Then she of course, raised her kids probably listening to that. And what it used to remind me of, like when I was coming up, you know, we would go to New Orleans, like if we never lived there and we were living in the country. And we would go to New Orleans by my grandmother's house, and they would all be sitting around playing cards, right? Because that's what they did. They all sit at the kitchen table, and they would put on the oldies, you know? Oldies by goodies, they called them. And they would all be just jamming to that. Well, you as a kid, you know, you're outside playing football in the street. You come inside, they're listening to oldies, and then you go back home. Your mother and father's listening to the oldies, you know, so it kind of reminds you of being back in New Orleans. And then, you know, you grow up listening to that stuff all your life. Well, my uncle was listening to that, you know, all his life, and he's older than I. So he said he listened to it so much, he turned country. He just started listening to country, you know. It was amazing.
Yeah, I used to think maybe my children didn't have anything else to really get interested in. Like, their generation didn't really put out that much. They were right before rap and stuff.
The 80s?
70s, I had my children.
Oh, okay, the 70s. Yeah, that was actually, you know, Karen Carpenter, Brad.
Yeah, no, I mean, I lost interest myself in some
James
of this stuff
Taylor.
70s.
Oh, man, that was good music, man. The love ballads. Oh, man, dude. What?
Not for what was me.
What's his name? Crocky or Croce? How you say his name?
Yeah, Jim Croce.
Yeah, Jim Croce, man. I love that dude. Time in a Bottle.
Yeah, wasn't there... Oh, man. 50,000 pounds of bananas or something too. But
I really enjoyed that later on in life, man. It's just because it brought you back down to earth, John Denver, you know?
Well, look at where we're at these days. So what do you think these days? Like, what are we into? And I noticed that somebody's here that I'm not allowed to bring here, but we should might as well introduce them.
What's up, T?
How'd you get here? I'm not allowed to bring you on, just so you know. You know, like, I heard you yesterday, so I guess you're allowed. I'm not
Can't
sure.
Forget. I'm taking over the server, man. It's all a conspiracy.
No.
Not up to me. So how you doing?
Good, yourself?
I'm always doing good, you know me. I gotta do good. Otherwise, nobody will believe anything I say.
Right.
I got way too much against me to do enough. I can't do enough anymore. That's what I'm up to. Go ahead, Two Feather.
No, I was gonna say that, you know, it's a big conglomerate, you know, that you know, I think that within our system of things is when, you know, number one is the way I would look at it is when they return back to being what it felt like to be a kid, you know, is how we get out of this stuff, you know, because we gotta, you know, we have to return back to some type of normalcy, you know, go ahead.
I actually had a good idea yesterday when I was, like, you know, listening to people on the radio and stuff. I actually thought we all sound like children here. Like, we didn't grow up. This seems like the generations, like, after my parents didn't really grow up. It's like my parents used to say grow up all the time. And then I remember they never thought that we did grow up. And the interesting thing is, when I look at all the people at my age, I don't think anybody grew up. So I really think my parents screwed up everything when they were saying grow up.
I feel the same thing. At 35 years old, my mom always said grow up.
But you don't want to grow up because you're told to grow up.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. When I was young, my mom always said, be little for as long as you can. And then all of a sudden, it's grow up.
But when she said grow up, you're thinking, well, you're kind of confused there. She said the other thing, you know, like enjoy it as long as you can because look at what she's going through. And then, you know, when she said grow up, you're thinking, well, I'm not ready for that yet. Right.
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 So when are you ready for it? Because I'm seeing people in their 50s these days that aren't ready for it.
That's what I am. I'm in, you know, my birthday's in a month and a half. You know, I'm, you know, be 54 years old, man. I'm not, no way, man. What? I want to have a, go ahead.
Maybe they took adult away from us. You know, when the system steps in, like in my generation, they stepped in, broke up the families, made us all go to court and fight over the children, and now they're telling us that even the government doesn't know how to raise children because they can't tell me they do know how. But it's like, you know, at that point, who gets to be an adult anymore if they're taking over the parents' role in a way by putting us all as children?
Like, in other words, the government is actually, like, trying to be the daddy and the mama.
Well, that's what that election looked like with Hillary and Trump. You were trying to pick which one of them you wanted to live with.
Yeah, that's true. If you look at it in that realm, yes.
I'd said it, I don't know, 50 times.
Yeah, that makes sense. Huh?
I said it at least 50 times during the election.
No, I think it makes perfect sense. You want to live with mama or you want to live with daddy?
It was an example of how bad we are right now because they took away the family morals and things.
Yeah, because under the Obama administration, that's when we became, you know, everybody take come out of the closet, right? So under Hillary, it was the way that they said that you could continue the Obama legacy, which none of us here at the round table or Rev Radio discriminate against anyone because we love everybody, you know, love everyone. So it's not a matter of that. Now we have today going on. What's that?
Sorry.
So we have today going on. Now they're trying to rule in the favor of, they want to see how they rule with the LGBTQ in the workplace. You know, like that makes a big damn difference. Like what the hell they've been doing all this time? It's been being accepted all the time. I mean, why would they discriminate against anyone now? Right?
They're not. What they're doing is getting everybody going so that it's one more thing to discuss.
Yeah, it's a showboat.
Yeah, and we have so many things in the news to bother us right now so that we're not bothering them. That's all it is. And I'm getting tired of the whole. I don't talk about the news a lot anymore, you know, because none of it's real.
No, it was just to bring up, you know, what the hell is going on. You know, and it's disgusting. It's disgusting the way they, you know, they portray it.
Yeah. So what do you think's going on right now?
Well, I think a farce is going on. And I think that, you know, that if I think that if the people of America, you know, are trying to question themselves on what side do they stand on, Just stand on the right side of history, and that's how you determine.
There's no side. Why would there be sides?
Because if you stand on the side of someone who stands against America, then there is a side. You got to choose, Tony.
What am I choosing here?
You're choosing to stay in with the people who are like-minded and like-spirited that you are, which nothing bothers them. But the thing is, if someone is coming and threatening to say, Tony, why not? You can't do this or do that. Then don't you want to stand on the side of people and say, well, why can't I?
Well, nobody's going to take anything away from me, if that's what you mean.
Okay, well,
here's the thing. When somebody says, you know, well, we all in this together or something, I say, well, yeah, as long as I get a choice. Do you see how that works? As long as you keep giving me a choice, I could see your point too. You know, but if it's the wrong choice, I'm not going to make that choice. I'm not part of like a group that you don't get a choice.
Right. We just walk away.
Right. So I don't care if I'm in a group. I'll be in all the groups, but I get a choice all the time.
Right.
So groups don't matter to me.
But
and
do
I
you
think,
feel like...
Right. I think movements don't move like they are constipated. There's something to talk about. That's what they're there for.
Yeah. But do you feel like that you're saying, you know, you say you like to have a choice, but do you feel like you're getting a choice when it says, here, now here comes the election. Take this candy and go sit in the corner.
I would never... I would never vote for these people because you're not allowed. You're not allowed to vote. And what they're doing is they're talking you into making a choice. And when you make that choice, that takes away your choice because you're giving your choice to them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You're supposed to say none of the above because how are they going to give you somebody that would talk for you as well as you could talk for you? And what they've got you thinking is that you can't talk for yourself. And that's right. The interesting part. What is there that we can't talk for ourselves?
Right. And why doesn't the ballot ever have none of the above? They've never given us that option. Never.
Well, no, you always have that option.
Yeah, how's that? You got to click one or the other, right? The lesser of two evils.
No, if you say none of the above and you get 50% of the people in America to say that, they have to give you someone new.
Well, then how do you do that? By not going to vote?
No, you vote none of the above. If enough people do that, they will have to give you somebody else to vote for because none of the above would do, you see? But if you make a choice, then they've got you.
Yeah, but when you go into the ballot boxes in my area, it's electronical. So I don't think you can close it out unless you choose everyone has to before you can
then
close it out.
Huh? There's something wrong with the voting system if you can't vote none of the above. Like, come on. You have to have a choice. And if you only get two choices, that's not a choice. So, I mean, you could argue that with me, but you'll lose.
Right. No, I'm very interested in finding that out with the guy who runs the polling, the polling booths when you go and vote in my area. I'd like to call him into the little curtain when they close that little curtain around you and ask him if I don't choose either one, could I just close it out? You know what I'm saying? Like, in other words, I can close at the end. I can, even though I'm not choosing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that you can write in a vote, too. Like, you can write in a vote so you don't have to pick one of the ones that are on the thing. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's how it works. I mean, I'm not positive, you know, like I don't vote. So, you know, like, and I don't really care to because, I don't know, something confusing is going on, but I'm going to let that go right now. Here's the thing. One of these people isn't right, you know, like Either one. Which one's right?
Yeah, what you mean, like the choices that you get?
Yeah, why would I pick Trump? Because I have no other person to pick?
Because he's the king, man. He's the god.
Here's the thing. This is the worst election I've seen because we only get one choice. And I've been saying that the whole time that he's been in because it looks like that's what they're doing purposely. You know, like they're making him out to be like somebody that's picked on. Everybody feels like he's against everyone else. So, you know, like he's the guy that we, you know, like he's taking the fall for everyone. He's really on our side. How do we know that? That cue ball is on his side. That's all crap. I've never believed in cue ball, you know? So I don't want to pay attention to whatever's going on in the background, just so the audience knows I have nothing to do with this stuff. All right. So I want to finish my show, actually. And I'm tired of this nonsense. Yeah. Anyway, the thing is, you're supposed to get a choice. That's my whole point. If they don't give you a choice, tell me who your leader is, and I want to talk to him. Because he's not leading you, right? They're not supposed to be leaders anyway. You know, like these people are supposed to work for us. So how are they our leaders?
Well, exactly. That's the point I want to raise right here, right now. That I'm watching one of my government channels in my area, right? And now I want the people to carry back in their area, you know, for the listeners' sake, that I want them to kind of look at this thing a little bit. Expand your mind. And expand your mind to the point of if I was your politician in your area, whether it be senator, congressman, or whatever, right? And if I was talking about national parks, I wasn't talking about infrastructure in your area, what I'm going to do positively in your area for your city, for your state, or anything like that. I'm just talking about national parks. 30 years ago, 20 and 30 years ago, I've been talking about, and now here we are in 2020, which we all can see now, right? Because it's perfect vision, and these suckers are still, and why I'm saying that? Because I just saw it yesterday. They're still talking about, what is that called? That's called filibustering. That's called, in other words, deadheading your government. They don't have to give you anything new, and they just ride in the almighty dollar of their freaking, all of their freaking powers up there, riding on our taxpayer dollars, you know what I'm saying, and doing nothing in your city, in your state.
I don't want to argue about what they do to us, and I don't want to talk about
it. No, I'm just saying, though, dude. It's just like, you know.
To the point, right?
And I'm just trying to make a point here, dude, that, you know what, it's got some validity to it. Yes, it does.
I get it, but that's not going to solve the problem. The thing is,
it's
like
going to solve the problem because it brings to the realization of people's eyesight that they could see. Their minds are open. What's that?
So when they make a decision, you have nothing to do with it, right?
Okay.
How does that work? I mean, America wasn't supposed to be like that at all.
Exactly. This is not the America that we all envision.
So how is it that you don't get a say in anything that they do?
Right, because they tell you, oh, call your local politician, senator, congressman.
That has never worked.
Well, you know what? If I go sit down like a... What they call those guys that go in and sit down and give them grandma's recipe book and they got a big fat check?
Look, I don't want to go off and off on them. What I want to do is I want to get to the point, you know? And the point is that they're not listening to us. They're not giving us choices. They're not listening to anything that we say. And these days, we can vote very easily because, you know, we make fashion statements all the time. When something comes out in fashion, we all buy it. You know, so it's really easy to see what the people or the real people want. And these days, we know all the words they use, all the lawyers and doctors and the ways their codes are and stuff and how you don't know what they're saying and stuff. We know how it's all covered up and hidden and everything's in the shadows and our government lies all the time. Well, the question is, if they work for us, how do they lie? Like at all? Like this whole system is set up to fool us when the whole system was supposed to set up to help us. And now, you know, after so many years, yeah, you could figure it out. But are we supposed to be able to spend our whole life trying to figure out how to decode the freaking code that they put it together with? You know, I don't want to sit here like you and sit here and complain about what they're doing. I want to get right to the bottom of it and take them out at their knees and actually get something new done. I don't want to wait until it's too late, and that's the way they play it. It takes your whole life to actually get to say something about it. By that time, they just pick you off, you know, because you're an easy target. How many people actually get to say something?
Yeah, well, I mean, they would probably care to say something, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody has something to say about this, and we all know how it feels. And we know how to do it right, and they act like we don't. They act like you need a leader to decide what's right when the leader has never decided the right thing ever. Because that's what they do. A leader is just to lead you away from something that's right.
Yeah.
So the people know what they want. They know how it feels to live. They know what would make it easier. And if somebody would listen to us, it would be easier. But it's not going to get easier when you've got politicians talking about there's too many people because they don't know what to do with us because we're going to think for ourselves one of these days. And then that's too much for them. They can't handle us having thought. So they've dumbed us down. They've put shit in our food. They've tried everything to keep us from telling them what to do. And this actually is the last chance we get to tell them what to do. Imagine that.
And how is that? How do we get to tell them? Like by saying it right here, right now?
They don't get any choices. We're the ones that get choices.
Right.
Don't they know that yet? Our government works for us, remember? They don't get choice. We get choice. They don't. Imagine that. If enough people imagine just that, this whole crap would be over already. This stuff they're doing in the city is all planned. You can see it. Everybody sees it. It stinks to high heaven just like all their other plans, you know, and it's all well paid for. You can tell that they get whatever they say. Oh, we asked for a basketball hoop. We got it in a half an hour. Imagine that. So the point is, they're having fun with us. So who makes decisions here? Who has a choice? And why don't we? And how long does it take to get your choice back when they take it away?
Well, I try to look at it as I try to have like a conscious shift, you know, where I'm shifting into like a higher realm of thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at their stupidity in comparison to, you know, the way that I think, because I know I wouldn't think like that. And I've heard you say that in that type of statement, you know, sort of. You said, I wouldn't do that. You said, who would do that? I wouldn't do that. What you always say.
Soleimani got blown away. You know, the nutter went and pushed the button. I said, I can't stand behind that. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, how many people in America would have done something that stupid? And then you tell me that this nutter gets away with it and we're supposed to get behind him because he does something right after that? Come on. That's not the way I work it. You do something bad, nobody listens to you anymore. You know, they don't listen to me if they find something that I'm lying about, right?
Right.
Then that's how hard it is to do the right thing in this world. And then you got all these nutters around you trying to tell you you're wrong all the time and finding everything wrong with you. But then I get a leader like that, that I've got to put up with all the stupidity that he can get away with. Yeah. And that's what's going on with all of them. Pelosi is just as bad. They're all just as bad. They're all really bad, bad actors right now. Mm-hmm. And what it is that their generation is done already. They couldn't be any more done. They're freaking toast at this point. And they won't give it up. They will not give up this system to somebody new, because somebody new would actually make us feel better.
I know. That's where I'm at with it.
It's been that way since I was little, man. They've taken it over since they killed off JFK. And they have made everybody miserable since, and they've taken everything they can take that they can get away with.
And I would say, you know, for the people just to hang on, because you know what? They can't. I mean, I don't know what these people are thinking. The ugliness will find them, you know?
It's over. You hear what I'm saying? I'm saying they've already lost this battle, and they should be running for the hills before we catch them. And
I
don't
agree.
Catch them. I don't even give a crap what happens to these idiots. I'm done with that bull. I don't want to hear their names again. I don't want to talk about them. I don't want to say what they did to whoever. I don't want to talk about their children anymore. I would like them out of my life, you know, because they have influenced too much already. And what we should do is we should start thinking for ourselves, and it would be too freaking easy. You know, like as soon as we start doing that, the economy is going to bounce right back, and it's not because of some Trumpty Dumpty. It's going to be because of what we can do together.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with money. That's just how they scare us all.
Right.
The funny thing would be if we just said that maybe we'll print our own money and your money's no good anymore. All that money you stole, it's worthless. Imagine that.
Yeah, it definitely would have to, it would take a strong something.
Well,
you know?
Give the real people their real money. And, you know, transfer this stupid money that we play with, this monopoly money, over to something real, and then cut out the richety rich that have stolen everything. And they're not allowed to play anymore.
Here's a thought, too.
I don't want to make food for them. I don't want to do anything for them. Let them clean up their own trash.
Why not whenever, like, let's say, for example, I was watching the day all of these freshmen came into to the offices of power, right? They were called freshmen, okay? Freshman politicians. Why not at that moment that when these freshmen come in, why not all the rest just get booted out that's already been there and they got replacements? So why not just boot them out at that time? You know that the freshmen come in. So when you graduate at a certain point of, say, like a president is presidency is 8 years, why not if a senator or a congressman or whatever, right, a representative, they serve, you know, 12 years, then when you get new freshmen in, it's time for them to leave. You got to go. You don't get a choice of being reelected. There is no re-election for you. After you've done your time, you need to get out of government, period, because you have no more influence into our government. Why not have that type of choice to where you don't get a choice after? If you haven't made impact in 12 years, you ain't going to make an impact. You're hurting the people. That's all you're going to be doing. You see, because 12 years is a long time. And think about the younger folks that's actually going to be coming, you see what I'm saying, after these ones that are coming in, you see? And I think we have a specialty that came in and decided to throw some barbecue on a grill. Sergeant Miller, welcome to the show.
You ain't gotta flatter me like that. I just want to join the party, you know.
Hey, that's what I say, man. What you brought the ice? You got the energy drinks? What you got?
Yeah. I got a little barbecue. I got the little asparagus for why not? You know, I know you're vegetarian.
Oh yeah, I make good shish kebabs. You make a vegetable shish kebab with a real good sauce or something, you know, like a barbecue sauce. You know, like I never missed meat my whole life because my wife was the best chef that you could have. She actually worked at the Knights of Columbus and she used to train all the other chefs. And so I always ate good. I thought my children had it made with a mom like that. But, you know, when we went vegetarian, it just gave us more variety. That's really how it works. You just never eat the other stuff because of meat. Like, think about it this way. When meat went way high in price when I first had my children, I could get so much more in vegetables at that time. And just, you know, wait until the meat comes down, which never happened. And then when I figured out that I could live without the meat, I kind of had to question why I even do it, because it's really expensive.
Yeah, it's a process. It's a process.
There's a lot to it. It's a big deal, especially after you can get away with it for a couple of years without it. You start to think, why would you do it? And the interesting thing is right now, when it's really starting to look really bad, I'm glad that I'm not doing it because it doesn't cost me any difference. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Two Feathers.
I was going to say that, you know, you could make a good vegetable shish kebab with green peppers, roasted tomatoes.
It's the best, especially with some homemade barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I've never had less. I've always had more. That's what I'm trying to say. It was like, until I went vegetarian, I kind of ate the same thing all the time, if you think about it.
Yeah, being a vegetarian, yes, you would.
Well, no. When I went vegetarian, I learned about 100 times what I used to eat for meat. And when I was eating meat, I would eat the same thing all the time. It was vegetarian that gave me all the new, like, choices. Go ahead, Sergeant.
Yeah, but I mean, that's true freedom when you can, especially if you can grow your own food and be your own doctor.
I could actually do the whole thing on my boat without even dirt. I just haven't figured it all out yet.
I know what for myself, it's just a process. I'm trying to just go to, like, one meal. Like, when I get home, I'm hungry, I orange, I apple, tangerine, a lime, or lemon. Mm. You know, just to cure that urge.
I think it's actually, like, the way the Creator made us, it's like we're going to get back to that just because the meat's going to kill us from now on. And it's because we deserve that at this point. You know, like, and I don't care who I piss off at this point either. Because what it is the planet has changed because of our ways. And now we have to adapt back to the planet because the planet can't do it anymore. So, and I'm not against us. I think it's funny how it works. Like, what happens is you get more polluted until you have to clean up your mess. Now, you can get away with it until too many of us are dying.
So we got Justin on the line? How's Justin doing?
We do not.
Yeah, my nickname for Justin is the Riddler.
The Riddler.
The Enigma.
I was going to call you something. I thought it would be funny. It was the Library of Constitution. How's that?
I've been called it.
Really? I thought you would be good for a library because you got all the, you know, those books there.
Well, I mean, I think a library should be cherished. I mean, especially if you have family a legacy already that you're born into. I think it should be cherished.
Yes, because they're always trying to get rid of the books, and that's the one thing you can pass on, that you know, you can really show your children what you saw. A lot of things you can't do that, like climbing a tree, it's their experience. But a book, it's the same experience, pretty much.
Yeah. I really got my son is very interested. The way I read, you know, read some of the books is like a book report.
That's pretty cool. So you give like a synopsis of what you got out of it or something.
Yeah, like an outline, you know, and I'll put little cliff notes. Okay, this one is connected to this book on this page.
Oh,
that's... You know, it's like a reference.
So you're connecting all the dots.
I'm trying my best.
Did you see any of the ones yet that Shalash Shalom went and put like charts all over his walls and tried to figure out the timing and stuff?
He was a very big inspiration to a lot of things I already did already. It just showed me, you know, he gives like good references where I can write it down and then I can listen to the book and double check.
Yeah, he's a definite. So I want to put that out there, you know, in radio land here with the audience. Shalash Shalom. I'm not sure if I know how to spell it. I think it's S-H-A-L-A-M.
S-E-L-A-H. Shalom. S-H-A-L-O-M.
Okay. And if you find his videos, you know, he does the Bible and the Ohaspi. And he puts them together, and he shows you the difference of the two. And it's really interesting. Like, I mean, I think he's one of the most enlightened persons I've seen.
Yeah. And he has a voice, a commandful voice, where you can really feel what he's saying.
Yeah, I love it when he says, "See that." And I don't know how many of them you've listened to, you know, like he probably has a couple hundred or something of videos.
Yeah, yeah. But it's so much information. Yeah, I mean, you know, I just take my time. It's a little hobby of mine. And
yeah.
It helps me relax and just get away from the world.
So for my audience, I've been here for like 6 years. I've been saying that there's this book I have that's the OASPI, O-A-H-S-P-E. I just wanted to ask you, did I steer you wrong at all?
No.
Okay.
That's no, it's there's a lot of solutions in there. It's,
yeah. That,
I mean, it's respected. I respect the Bible, I respect the Quran, I respect Judaism, you know. Cause, I mean, if you get morality out of all of them, love, friendship, peace, honor, you know, value.
They all have reason. They all have their time. They are all good. Like, you know, like everything in our. It's hard to say this because people don't believe a lot of things I say. But everything in my time, in my life, or what I see in life, is all in order. It's all at the right time. It all happens because of other things that happen to get that next thing to happen. Like, it's like a video game. You have to get all of the things on that level to get to the next level.
Yeah.
And I can see that. I can see it in nature. I can see it in people. I can see it in America that we're in, even. So it's easy to predict what's going to happen next. I think it's up to us. That's the only thing that you can't predict is what people will do next.
Yeah, because I've been reading the Book of Judgment.
Yeah, I love that one.
That really caught my eye. Really caught my eye. Because it was basically what we're going through right now.
Well, yeah, everybody's being judged right now. That's what we're seeing. That's why they're so hostile, because they don't like judgment time. Everybody can see all their sins.
And it says that the government will be judged.
My favorite one was
I was like, wow, if it doesn't respect what the people that they're allowed to rule over, they don't respect the people, and judgment will come on the government. I'm like, wow.
Okay. Like a vengeance, too. That's what's funny. And the other one, one of my favorites is the ascetic, and that would be the priests and the priest class, and how they're kind of judged because the community takes care of them the most out of anybody else in the community, and that's really not fair to everyone else. They have an easy life.
Exactly. See, I mean, if it was doing what the church was established for, it would be like, it'd be like a school to me. Where you can get a meal, you can get a proper, decent education.
It was sanctuary. You know, it's funny because the church is not sanctuary anymore, and now the people want sanctuary. And actually, if I was to buy some land, I was going to open it up and say, well, you can come here. It's sanctuary. I don't want anything. If I had land, that's what I would do.
Yeah, and that's what a community needs. Community needs, you know, programs to show you how to build a shed or build a house.
To be self-sufficient, so you never have to worry, and you don't even have to work. And it's funny how people will justify working as if it's something good that you do, then it's like a religious type of thing too, you know. Do it for your God. You know, a little labor in life is always good for you. I don't believe that way. I believe nobody's lazy. Everybody wants to get something done. They all want to get something out of life.
Like they're accomplishment.
Yeah, so as soon as you can accomplish something, if somebody would let you, you would be proud enough to never do less. So this world sucks when it comes down to, you know, letting people get where they want to. It's time for that. This is what America was about. It was supposed to be sanctuary, and that's where we're at now. It's not about this stupid voting and, you know, Trumpy Dumpty and whether this Biden character, like, that dude isn't even all there, you know? So what we have is the biggest dog and pony show we've ever had. And if the people of America don't stand up for themselves and actually choose what kind of a life they want to live, I don't really care what happens next to America. I mean, come on. I've come far enough to give you whatever you want. All you got to do is choose.
I think people just want to live. People just want to enjoy their family, have shelter.
Then get all these carpetbaggers out of our way. Right? Two feathers? What do you think, two feathers? Get the middlemen out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. I look at the people that live off the grid. You know, they. My spouse and I was talking about that yesterday before I left. And, you know, I say this one guy made a statement like how he likes to move forward. I said, yeah, that's all beautiful, because when you get up there in the morning, that's all you got to do. It ain't like you got to go do a job and then come home and you get to move forward in the rest of your day of what you got to do and be thinking about getting up the next day and going to your full-time job. That's all you got to do. Living off the grid is all you do. Well, if you get to live off the grid, you know what I mean? Then, that, of course, that's, you know, you're going to go forward. All you're going to do is go forward, because that's all you do. Because you ain't got to worry about going to a job, a 9-to-5.
Wasn't it set up that way during the time when we were, like, in the company store, where it was like you lived in the company, you bought from the company store, you know, never left the company in a way when you were working for the steel mill or the coal mill or whatever. you know, like it was an industrial age when we were making up the stuff, how many hours we work for the company. And what you're saying is you never get time for your own stuff to be able to get away from working for the company.
Yes. Exactly.
So the future should be that you get enough time to benefit your side of it so that you don't have to work for the company the rest of your life.
Yeah, and you know what my spouse says? She says, excuse me. She said, yeah, you got to, keep your job because, you know, she was worried about the insurance because, you know, now that we've met our deductible, you know, it makes everything a lot better. Well, then, you know, there we are having to depend on the medical side of it when that should be, you know, something that you should get automatically. You know, you shouldn't have to worry about, you know, being covered for A, B, C, D. You know, it should be automatic thing. You know, this is America, you know?
You would
but
say.
It's competition, I get it, but still. Go ahead. Yes.
But it is automatic, not in the sense in the system. But you have a nice piece of property. Grow your own plant. Grow the medicine that they produce, but grow it naturally. Because all medicine has a form of plants in it.
Yes, if we were taught better, we really wouldn't need them so much. But what you're saying, Two Feathers, is that they've gotten us to the point where the insurance is so important that you can't even give up your job because you can't get the insurance without your job. And they've set it up that way so that, you know, at this point, there's no way out of the system. You don't even get vacation and you still don't give up the job because, you know, like you said, the medical you need, and the reason you need the medical is what Sergeant was just saying, because the health care is so bad. I mean, our health is so bad from the food that we eat that we need the health care, and that means the insurance is going to get us in the end. You know, like a lot of people, they end up selling their house just to pay off their nursing bills, you know, at the end of their life. Don't seem to. But the world is set up for business, not, you know, like we escaped this shit when we left the king. And now we feel like it's worse than the king.
Well, it's like that game of life. You know, you play that game of life when you're a kid, right?
Yeah.
The same thing. At the end, you got to settle up with all your insurance. You got to, you purchase an insurance along the way. Insurance costs you. You get one kid. It costs you. You get married. You got to get insurance. You know, and it's really the real game of life that you're playing now, just like the board game, right?
So, do you think that was so that we wouldn't have children because we're afraid of the cost?
Yeah, that's why a lot of people have fallen off from having kids because they're afraid of the cost.
Isn't it interesting that they're worried about the population being too little because there's not enough children being born into the world into most countries?
Well, I mean, a lot of the other countries get to have children. You know, you got that one country that, you know, could say, you know, what children could be born when and trying to play God and all of that.
Well, yeah, but in Costa Rica, they're giving out vaccines now that, you know, make the children infertile, you know, so.
Like that.
Yeah, they're acting like they're multiplying too much there. And you know what? If they don't get a choice, those are children at 10 years old. If the World Health doesn't stand up for those children, I think the rest of the world should. And those 10-year-olds should get a choice whether or not they can have children one day. It's not up to us to decide whether or not they get a chance to have children. Now, they're talking about a PV, something vaccine.
Yeah, HPV?
Yeah, HPV. Well, that's for a cancer that they may or may not get in their 20s to 40s. And they're trying to say that, there's a bunch of that going on, like 1 out of 10 children or whatever get that, or people, adults, get that. Well, I don't believe their statistics. I think they lied. I think that Costa Rica is lying, and I think the World Health is trying to move in on them. And what's going on is Costa Rica was broke. Like Bruce was saying, they couldn't afford their social services. And then all of a sudden they can afford to give out vaccines to all their 10-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
So this is obvious that somebody went in there and that system is being ruled by the world order. And what I'm upset about is there's no choice in the matter. They said these children have no choice. Now, I know that it's Costa Rica, and I know they don't give a lot of choices. But I think if it's a child, you have to give children choice. You can't make an adult decision like that as a 10-year-old, whether or not you want to have children. And that vaccine, if you can give me better statistics, the ones I found are over 50% don't have children after the vaccine. So what it looks like to me is that they're purposely cutting down the population of Costa Rica.
I like that.
Yeah, but that goes back to information. I've been studying the lie, a regular old citrus lie. People don't realize what kind of medicine is in a one lie.
Lime's one of the most powerful medicines.
I was reading up on it. I said, wow. So I've been I'm saving the preservative seed.
It's an alkaline. When you eat it, it turns alkaline.
Yeah.
It's an amazing.
And,
it's good,
and it gets rid of like mucus.
Yeah. Which is the way your system gets rid of most of the crap that's in it. And a lot of people swallow that stuff. Because that's polite.
So it's top of the hour. You think we should plug the show?
Yeah, go ahead. I didn't know we were missing the break. It's probably going to come in a second anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we are missing it. It's past it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's past, I think.
I got to eat up as well.
Well, we are number one here because we are listener supported, and we really have the most to offer because we have like 90 different hosts and all the guests that call in, and really it's what the people think, because it's really the hosts or the people that, you know, want to be hosts and stuff. And there's probably still openings here, even though we are getting pretty full up these days with all this craziness going on in the world. Lots of people have something to say, right, Two Feathers?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
So do you think they're listening to us, or is it time to get really loud or something with them people?
Well, I think that, you know, they are, you know, a lot of people that, you know, I heard one gentleman one night, you know, say that he only listens to two stations, and, you know, ours is one of those two. So I think that, you know, speaks volumes. And he was from a different country, I think.
I you know? Agree. It's hard to listen to more than one because this one covers most of everything you could ask for.
Right on.
This station, I've seen so many people come together and, you know, make friends and actually realize how small the world is. And this station does it. It's like the best I've seen. You know, the internet did it, but this station really brings the internet to what it's supposed to be about. Like I think that's how we got here is the creator gave us the internet, and the people thought that it was for business, so they couldn't take it away from us. And then the information came with it, and it was the creator's plan all along for us to get to this point. And actually see through all of it. There's nothing they can throw at us right now that we don't see. The interesting thing is we deserve whatever we get if we don't change it to what we want at this point. Like we got all the tools. We got all the people to do it. When you listen to this station, you can see all the answers. Everywhere you listen, you can hear them.
Yeah.
And I don't hear it from the president yet. What do you think?
He's in a controlled environment. Wonderful. So
all he has to say is, I'm behind you. And he knows that we would take care of anything he runs into a problem with. He hasn't done that yet. He wants us to get behind him. That's not how it works, just so everybody knows. If he stands behind us, I'll be on his side, and we'll be able to change the world, not just America.
Well, the thing I appreciate is the fact that Teddy Holland, fake news, you know, little things like that.
He gave us a lot of things, but he hasn't given us our confidence yet in them.
Yeah. But just to know that, and I think I sent the article to you. Obama passed that law where CNN and Fox is not responsible for the information they put out.
Yeah, change it back and solve that problem right away. The other thing is, make something like Rev Radio a major media. Like,
yeah,
what the heck?
Because I found a channel, Free Speech TV. They had like Democracy Now, Tom Hartman. But, you know, a couple seconds listening to them, I'm like, same crap as CNN and Fox.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Two Feathers.
You know, I think that what they ought to do is they ought to take someone like, you know, maybe if Willow and Mad Painter and them could actually, you know, somehow, I'm not even going to say entice, but what I'm going to say is, you know, somewhere there's some kind of intellectual thought ought to come into the conversation somewhere to where Rev Radio could see itself on mainstream, to where we would, and if we got on mainstream television, dude, and just shut these people down, to where, you know, if you want to have intellectual thought, you know, then you're welcome on our show. But the thing is, you know, our intellect thought, you know, you're welcome, but you can't. You can't come on our radio show or our television show and come with your rhetoric, which is hot air.
Here's what it is. They force us. They have tried everything to get us under the control of force. And life doesn't work that way. You can't force something to grow a certain way or it won't. And it'll try everything to grow the way it wants to. And so what's going on right now is they have to work with us. There's no choices anymore. They've tried everything to get around it. There's no way around working with us.
Well, now, let me clarify.
I mean, if they listen to us too, they come to the table and we start working this out. Look at how we want to live instead of what you think we want.
Well, let me put it to you this way for the people listening as well. You know, constructive conversation, in quotation marks, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's real simple. You choose things that help more people than yourself. They can't tell me that they don't know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing, and what it is they're doing what they can get away with, and I've watched it all my life. I can see what they're getting away with, but they don't get away with it anymore.
Well,
at some point they have to either force their will or they have to, like, not get away with it anymore. Go ahead.
Well, you got to get these big businesses or these big people that's the big money that's back in these mainstream deadhead freaking corporations that's running our news stations. You got to kick these people out, man. You got to want people that's in there that's having constructive conversation, that you want people to have intellectual thought, that are educated in their thought, you know, and they want to see a country you know, evolve into what's new.
Here, I'll give
we
you
don't
a thought,
want dead Feathers. Conversation. That's dead.
Let me give you a thought, Two Feathers. All the time for 200 years or more we've put into this country, and these people think that they can just take it down in a couple of months and walk away with all the money that we put into it. That was our time and labor. That was everything that we
had to
figure out to this point. And they want to just take it apart as fast as they can and run off with everything.
Because someone's running off of a script in front of a teleprompter, you know?
Yeah, but the truth is, we've had enough, and they've gotten away with as much as they can, and
right.
We can stop at any time we want, and it's time to just change it to what's right. I mean, come on, you don't
go
to world order. You end up saying, this is ridiculous. You want to do this to everybody? It was bad enough what you're doing to us right now.
That's right. Look at the bad intentions that they're having up on society.
Exactly, and they don't have any feelings, and they're trying to take all the feelings away from us. They want us all
that's
to act
right.
Like that. And they're acting like the biggest fools in town.
The Giver. You look at that movie in the book called The Giver. They're trying to remove the love by insensitizing you, you know, desensitizing you, you know, with killings and all, you know.
And you get everybody fighting, and you say, look at this and look at that, and everybody's looking at crappy things all the time, wasting their time.
Wasting your time when your children sitting there suffering, you know, by not being in school. They're just trying to turn them into what other country they could bring and inject into our system of things when we've always had lawyers, doctors, and veterinarians came out of the natural system that we had in America.
What we ought to do is give these people that are giving us a hard time a place to go and something to do, and really let them make themselves into something good and see if they can do that.
Wait.
If you give them something more than what they're doing right now, like I heard one of them say that they were homeless before they went to Seattle and now they're a part of something. Well, if you just gave them something better to do, why do we have to send a bunch
that's
of
my point.
There to fight with them?
Yes, in other words, higher learning. In other words, why,
give them a piece of land.
You know what I look at, Tony?
Give them some animals to play with. Go ahead.
Wait, let me tell you like this. I was thinking about this today. It can't be nothing more than the damn Germanistic freaking science freaking how was I thinking just now? It's like we're one big science project, and that's what we are here in America. They're just running a scientific study on all of us. That's what they're doing. Why do you think they created all the social media?
They want to see what they can get away with. What do you think, Sergeant?
Yeah, I mean, you're spot on with it.
Yeah.
I read this article, not to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I read this
article
in California when you're getting out of Nevada. It had this old military base from the 70s. And, like, the buildings were still there. You know, it was run down. And this one homeless, I think it was a gypsy, he ended up making his own community out of it. And a lot of homeless people migrated there, and their community is thriving right now. They're growing their own food. They're growing their own marijuana. You know, they have rules of no violence, you know, respect others.
There you go.
You know, and it's actually a landmark in California. I forgot the name of it, but it was very interesting how when you come together in peace, And you know, love and friendship and respect of each other, you'd be surprised that humanity is capable of.
I wouldn't be surprised. I know how it works. Go ahead, Two Feathers.
No, I was gonna say it's just like that you know, that love and friendship thing that you were saying, Sergeant Miller, about that, you know, the acts of Congress.
Treat it.
Yeah. I would love to, you know, if why not would be okay with it. To where, you know, we could start from the beginning, man. It'd be cool to have you on and you know, let's just go through some of that and kind of elaborate on, because then we could speak it into reality. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, it speaks for itself. You know, it's like, why not read it? And why not, you know, I mean, you can speak better for yourself. You know, I don't feel about that treaty, you know?
You actually have enough time for it. It's really a short, each one of them, it's only 25 things and they're really short. What it is it's a rock solid way of looking at what you should have. And it was before all of this stuff that we have supposedly.
Well,
then
that's the answer. Then let's bring it to the round table and let's talk about it. Let's do that.
You can do it. I'm not stopping anything.
Yeah, Sergeant Miller,
can't help it there.
Man, I'm telling you.
I mean, it's really common. It's common sense, common law. There's all of those things all in there.
Well, I think that it would be worth it. I mean, dude, if I got to go in and write them down and bring them to the show, man, I would be willing to read it, you know, as I'm you know, on the air with y'all, you know, and then the listeners, I'm sure, would be open-minded to have that higher learning because, you know, it's the real reality of what they're looking for anyway, right?
But it shows you, if they're not going to honor the very first treaty the United States Corporation signed, what makes you think they're going to honor any other treaty?
No, I think they will honor this. I don't think they have a choice. That's what my point is.
Yes, yeah. But I'm saying, you know, they have a bad track record with the world. You know what I'm saying? They sign a treaty. 20, 30 years later, they're breaking it. You know?
Yes. But the thing is, Sergeant Miller, that if we speak it and we're all in collaboration of, you know, what it's saying, and I'm sure that, you know, because remember this, when I called and Nighthawk didn't bring this station up, you know, into reality to, you know, for this to be something against the people, think about it. Mm-hmm. So therefore he brought it into realization that this thing would be echoing into eternity. You see what I'm saying? I mean, dude, that speaks volumes. You see? And then we speak that into realization here on the show. And you know what? It's going to make people go back into their congregations of people. And they're going to be like, man, y'all got to come listen to this Rev Radio, man. These people are on fire. And they want change. They want change in the way that we want change. And I look, and these people look, they're going to be used to somebody that's been, you know, in the pharmaceutical mind. And they're going to be like, man, they're going to be like, are you back on them pharmaceuticals again? They're like, no, man, I am dead serious. I am straight as an arrow. You got to come listen to these people because they're speaking what we're feeling. We're all speaking about it at our dinner table. And when our families get together and we're having more and more of a conversation about we want this thing to be coming into reality, but we don't know how to go about it. So on Revolution Radio, they're actually speaking this, what we're speaking of here in our time, you know, right now, and when we all get together as a family. See what I'm saying? Boy, that's like food to your soul, huh? When I speak like that. And it's real. It's real deal. Holyfield. And that fight's coming up soon. Huh? Holyfield and Tyson, huh? Isn't that coming up, Sergeant Miller?
Yeah, I heard about that. It's quite interesting. Really.
Yeah, so, but real, man. That's, you know, that kind of speech, man, it's like something that we need to bring up here on the round table because it's something that's real and people can relate to. You know what I'm saying, Sergeant Miller?
Yeah. I mean, it's documented in the Library of Congress. So it's not like I'm just pulling it, you know, pulling out of my heart. You know what I'm saying? It's documented.
just like the Bill of Rights and the you know.
Yeah, the preamble, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of
Constitution. Yep. All of that. You know, it's a signed document, right?
And George Washington did a letter, a response letter to the Sultan of Morocco confirming it.
Huh.
So how can you deny that?
There you go. So the thing is, it being the signed documentation that it's, you know, that it was supposed to be for the people. Because remember that all of this was written. They said that they stood in that room and, you know, they battled it out in that heat, you know, and they didn't come out until they had, a signed document by all. And then when somebody was standing on the steps and they come down and ask Benjamin Franklin, they say, did we get a democracy or we got a republic? He said, you got a republic if you can keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they can keep it.
Yeah.
You know, and listen to the Democrats. The Democrats are saying, we got a democracy if we can keep it. See how they switched it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you go study a democracy in the Roman Empire, you'll see why Rome fell. But Rome really didn't fall, it just changed faces.
So I sent you a copy of that, Two Feathers.
Yeah, so that would be ideal, man. I'm telling you, because what is happening is it is definitely something that we definitely need to look at, you know, that needs to be brought up into the light.
Well, I think we should cover some of it. I don't know if all of it. We've only gotten a little over a half an hour right now.
Uh-huh.
Like, I could start at one of the articles, like I'll start at Article 2, because Article 1 is just, we declare that the people or parties have agreed to this or whatever.
Okay.
You know, but Article 2 is, if either party shall be at war with any nation whatsoever or whatever, the other party shall not take a commission, the enemy, nor fight under their colors.
Cool.
That mean they don't fight against each other, right?
Right, red or blue.
Well, yeah, under somebody else's flag. If either party shall be at war with any nation whatsoever and take a prize belonging to that nation, and there shall be found on board subjects or effects belonging to either of the parties, the subjects shall be set at liberty and the effects returned to the owners. And if any goods belonging to any nation with whom either party shall be at war shall be loaded on vessels belonging to the other parties, they shall pass free and unmolested without any attempt being made. That's that was spoils of war.
Yeah.
So they're doing here is they're undoing everything that they could get in trouble with. So the fourth one is like a signal or pass shall be given to all vessels belonging to both parties by which they are to be known when they at sea, and if the commander of a ship of war either ships under his convoy, the declaration of the commander shall alone be sufficient to exempt any of them from examination. So that one there is like a piece of paper that you would be given so that you're exempt from any like searches or seizures.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't be allowed to be delayed either or detained.
So you think that would coincide with the TSA holding a plane? They can't search you or can't put you through that little system they put you through. Would that be correct?
I think these are the rights that everybody has to begin with. And then when we have laws and, you know, like articles and actually constitutions, I think that these rights actually get changed. Like, I think what was going on was Morocco was trying to cover every possibility of getting into war with us.
Mm-hmm. At that time, there was already, it was called the Berber War. With so many wars fighting over trade routes.
You know, now let me ask y'all this.
During the wartime, Morocco was there.
Right.
Let me ask y'all one question. Did this treaty, or all these treaties, did they cover everything other than maritime?
No, this is about your freedom to move in any direction you want. You see, when you read through this, like I got to about 14 by myself so far. I'm at 5 right now. What it is it's not talking about really, you know, something else. It's talking about parties and possessions, you know, so that's your things and you that they're talking. So they could replace vessel with you in this. You know, like that's the way all this doublespeak works and stuff.
Oh, I see. So in other words, as of right now, we're being treated as a vessel.
Yeah, you have a birth certificate.
As of right now, you're just a piece of paper, and all of your possessions are owned by the state. Well, actually the government, because the state doesn't really own anything either. But that's only because we don't know better. Like yeah. Johnny Paper can't own anything because a piece of paper can't hold on to anything.
That's right.
So as long as we're a piece of paper, we don't have anything at all. That's why I think it's funny about the Second Amendment. They say it's the right to bear arms. Well, if you don't have a coat of arms, you don't have a right to bear any land. So what are you fighting over if you don't own any land?
Yeah.
Well, it goes back to that thing that I'm talking about, that realization that we're bringing this into reality. You talk about because the people don't know, they're not educated enough to know. But see, when we start speaking about it, how it comes into reality of them knowing as well as ourselves.
But when you figure it out, do you just leave it the way it is?
No, more people get to talking about it.
It's so ridiculous, it has to be fixed.
Yes.
The joke is they've made up words and ways to confuse everything so that you can't figure out what needs to be fixed and how to get to the bottom of it.
Unless you're participating behind the scenes in the system.
That's what I was going to say, that the more people become educated to know, then they're like, whoa, 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 what's going on here? Go ahead.
And how many people are going to get educated when it takes you 100 years to figure out what's going on here?
Not really. We could, Revolution Radio actually cuts through that chase.
It's a good point, because of all the other people working together and all the knowledge that you get here, you do get ahead faster. And that's why they want to stop us really soon.
Because some secret society is giving out this knowledge. But it's on a leash.
They don't want you to know any of this. Just reading this is bad for them because it makes you realize how much you should have.
Exactly.
Yeah, very good point, Tony. Yes, go ahead.
And it's not about following this piece of paper or that piece of paper. It's like you don't need a piece of paper to know that you have choice. And right now, when I said that Costa Rica has taken away the choice of a 10-year-old for whether or not they're allowed to have children, well, maybe the vaccine isn't going to make them infertile. But the truth is they can't tell you that either. So if the vaccine already has a bad record for that, what child would choose that when they're not at 10 years old? You don't know what you want for children.
That's right. Oh.
So you're not allowed. I mean, I don't care who the hell Costa Rica thinks they are. They're not allowed to take away choice from a 10-year-old.
Especially if it euthanizes You know what I'm saying? Like if it causes this child to not be able to bear a child?
I don't have a right to tell my children that they have to do this or that until they get old enough to choose for themselves.
That's right. That's right. Why not? Very well said.
Nobody can force me to do that because it's not fair to my children if they're not old enough to decide for themselves.
Well, I look at that doctor that Sergeant Miller and I know about. I forget if he's Arab or whatever. And the way he put, how you say his name?
Dr. Puttar. P-U-T-T-A-R.
Let me tell you what the church does. They baptize you and they do that thing with what do they call it? Communion. Uh-huh. And they get you to decide something when you're little before you're old enough to know what the hell it is you're deciding. You know, so they're already getting you into their system and you think that you can get out of it, but you've already taken like a blood oath to it and you don't even know it.
Like that Dr. Pittar says that, you know, you take and give that kid in the Costa Rica that vaccine, and this well is here in the United States and around the world, that if you take that vaccine, he said something, you know, 10 years, 20 years from now, we just get the common cold and it could trigger what was in that vaccine and actually give you the COVID-19. How you love that?
And that's what I'm upset about, because if the real people in America were to decide things for us, we wouldn't have chemtrails in the air or vaccines. We would have tests and we would make sure that they're safe and we would do it the right way. These people are making up rules and getting away with murder because they've got everybody being forced into whatever they want. And it's like, if you can't ask everybody, then you're doing the wrong thing. If you got to hide stuff, you're doing the wrong thing. If our government can't just tell us what the hell's going on, they shouldn't be our government.
That's right. Then you know what? Then if you say you so stand for America, then where the hell is our Attorney General's office and all the investigators that could stand with them and said, we're going to take back America? You know, because you want...
The ups get away with things and little people have to pay for everything.
Yes, and we're paying for what their mistakes are.
Hmm.
I don't get away with taking over a city or, you know, like getting out of murder or something.
Sounds like me, a conspiracy somewhere.
Yes, there's a lot of people that are working against us and then hiding in the dark, you know, and they won't let us know that Antifa and Black Lives Matter is being funded by the Democrats.
Yeah.
Open society.
Would try to be a normal citizen and not even a lobbyist and try to persuade a cop or a judge and see what happens.
We have like that archbishop or something acting like he's not involved. Right?
You saw it quick, I caught that?
Yeah, right. I mean, he's in worse than Trump is, and he's trying to tell Trump what's going on. Come on, he knows what's going on.
I was like, ain't that John Gotti calling the president dirty? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny.
It's over, man. That's how dumb it gets. It's like when you see this kind of stupidity going on, when they can't do anything right, they don't even look right, they can't walk right, they can't do anything right, they don't even put the right face on, then you know it's over. They all they can do is get in trouble at this point.
Well, I think the more that people wake up to the realization of, you know, number one, they discover Revolution Radio, you see? And number two, that they discovering that, hey, wait a minute now. They start to look at what we're saying here. And they're like, you know, well, why is it, you know, the news channels, you know, why they're not saying stuff like this. And they're just riding the boat of, you know, racism or, you know, stuff like that that speaks about hate and about, you know, doing LGBT and Q and all of that, you know, hate on them. And we're not doing that here.
Isn't it funny, the one thing that Sargent said was that they passed a rule they're allowed to lie. Why would we believe anything they say?
Yeah.
That's not just the media. That's president, too, is allowed to lie.
Yeah, along the campaign trail, too. They heard that they had some kind of ordeal to where they don't even have to fulfill their promises that they make on a campaign trail. How you like that?
They are so evil that they actually have a guy that's a criminal that's running for president, and he's only there just so he doesn't go to jail. Because you can't blame him while he's trying to run for president.
I wouldn't care if he went to jail. I'd just tell him to get the hell out.
And then they've got all these indictments that are like hanging and hanging, and they only have like so many years before they have to drop them. The limitations on their criminal acts are only 5 years. So, you know, Trump's already been trying to do this for 3 or 4. It's not working.
Yeah. So he just doesn't have enough people on his side, you know, that's why I say that Attorney General, what they ought to do is they allow this guy to, you know, William Barr to go ahead and do his job, man, and go ahead and clean house.
I'm not going to sit here and fight over who's on whose side. What's going on is all of them are doing it to us. And it's not the country that we're fighting next, because they're all in on it too. Every one of these countries is about to have a revolution because the people don't want this kind of government anymore.
No.
Anywhere.
No.
The whole world stinks right now.
It's over. Yeah, to the high heavens.
That's why I told people it's not just about, you know, the gentleman that got killed, Charles Floyd. Or my armor. It's not just about that. It's a combination. You know, it's a whole avalanche of crap.
Yes, this is a distraction because these people are in so deep that they have to have a big distraction now. Yeah, like, take them down.
You don't think some of these youngsters on social media didn't run across with Bill Gates interviews saying he want to vaccinate everybody? You think it's a coincidence Bill Gates in the middle of the Pacific Ocean with a yacht?
No, I think he's running for his life, and I think it's done. And the funny thing is they think they can vaccinate these children in Costa Rica. They can't do that. The world should stand right up and say, this is ridiculous. Give those children a choice. And I'm telling you, if we don't give those children a choice, I don't see where America's going anyway then. Like, you don't just force your will on somebody that doesn't know any better. And that's what they're trying to pull. They think that Costa Rica doesn't know any better and they're going to get away with this.
And you know what's the whole ordeal about it? Now, this is where our Attorney General ought to step in. In other words, because I'm going to solidify what I'm saying, Tony, that if they know for certain that Attorney General would get with the FDA, the head of the FDA, okay, and know for sure if the FDA told the Attorney General that this vaccination is not healthy for these children and will eventually be some kind of deterrence to their,
that's not going to work. Here's the way it's going to work. The people are going to make that guy that did that decision, make him look like a shameful loser.
That's
what America should do. We should all point our fingers at that guy and laugh at him for being so stupid to do whatever it takes to get money out of the world order so that he can vaccinate. He's behind on his money payments. Let's figure out what his problem is, because he's getting paid and they've got to have something on him or he wouldn't be doing this crap to children.
Which one is this?
The Costa Rican president or whatever they call.
Okay.
And I hear like from Bruce that they don't get a choice. Like Bruce isn't even allowed to talk about it. So that's You know, like that country should have choice. I thought they were a democracy. I don't get it.
Right.
So what, did they just rig all of their elections or something? Because this guy that's in there, he was told to get in there by the bishop. They wanted to vote in the guy that wasn't a Catholic. It was a Protestant. They wouldn't let him in because he wasn't a Catholic. And the bishop said that they should vote in the Catholic, and that's how this guy got in. That's how stupid it is. You know, like, that's how stupid so many things are. Like, our system right now, I'm not putting down America. I'm putting down the way it's running. You know, it's not supposed to be like this at all.
No, but that's the point I was trying to make, that what happens is if, let's just say, if they know for certain that, you know, our Attorney General winds up knowing that, hey,
No, I'm just interrupting you because I know for certain and the people know for certain, and we don't have to ask an attorney general to do something.
You're not getting my point.
They're not going to do anything to Costa Rica. It's up to us. Go ahead.
Well, no, what I was going to say was, being that, in other words, if this dude is from, well, they have some recollection of, you know, that he's going to allow this to take place, and we don't know exactly where the vaccination's coming from, but if it has something to do with America, with Fauci or whatever, and he's an American, right?
The vaccine has been, you know, like, given out enough times that we're not going to get it that way. You see, like, this.
Well, my question is to you:
You can't prove it works, and you can't prove it doesn't work. And
well, let me ask you this question: can we prove where it's coming from? That's all I'm asking.
This is all I want to know. They don't get choice. There's no such thing in this world as no choice. The Creator gives us choice. If man takes it away, the rest of men should stand up for choice.
Well, that's my point. The thing is, if, let's just say, if we know that the vaccination is coming out of America, and then
the vaccine. The vaccine is not the point. The vaccine is just something to say, well, these children are going to do it because they have no choice.
Well, you know, no, that's what I'm
world order, what happened. Let me get to this. The world order did this. The world order.
You get to it, but let me get to my point as well, though.
All right, sure. You get it next. The world order just did a little, like, you know, poke you thing. They want to see if they can get away with this because Costa Rica gets no choice. Now, right. If America just, you know, stands there and lets Costa Rica get away with this, then who the hell does get choice? Because the world order is just seeing how far they can push us right now.
Right.
So next. We're next for no choice.
Right. No, but my point being now that, okay, we're going to be, wait, hear me out. The thing is, if we take and we play that game where we didn't know if it came from the Wuhan meat market or whatever, blah, blah, blah. You see where I'm going with that? Now we're going to know where the vaccination came from. Let me finish my point.
It's from America. It's not about where the vaccine comes from. It's okay. The choice. If you were a 10-year-old...
Wait, Tony, you're not letting me make my point, though.
I'm asking you a question. If you were a 10-year-old child...
You can't hold your question, though?
Just answer this question.
Let me finish my point and then you can ask your question.
I won't ask you any more and I won't do any more interruptions. Go for
okay,
it. It's all your channel now.
No, all I'm saying is, in other words, because what I'm saying is, all I'm saying is, before we played this game of, we don't know if it came out of the Wuhan factory or whatever. You know, all of this bull crap. I'm not talking about choice here. This is nothing about choice. Okay,
right,
what I'm saying is...
Before you say another word.
Oh, my God.
Second thing, that vaccine I'm talking about is HPV. It's not the Wuhan. It has nothing to do with it.
No, but you all totally missed my point of what I'm trying to make here. What I'm saying, why not, is... The thing is, let's say these kids, this vaccination is going to make it into Costa Rica, okay? Follow me for a second. Okay, it's already there. So the thing is, do we know where the vaccination come from?
Give a shit.
Okay, I know you don't. I know you don't. But I'm still playing on the side of the children. I'm thinking for the children.
Hey, let me give you a question. How are you going to stop it if you know where it comes from? What's the difference?
Then our attorney general ought to stay. Because if 5-10 years down the road, if something comes effective and it affects these children having babies later on in their life, then they know where to trace it back to.
It's not
our, my point.
It's not our choice. That's why I keep interrupting you. The only choice that we can make is that we can make that guy look stupid for just doing what he's told.
Yeah, exactly. Then you know what? We can go back, prosecute the ones that are responsible for it. Because they forced them to do it.
But they got laws. They got a law that says that the vaccine is not responsible for whatever happened.
That's right.
No, so but nothing, they forced it upon them.
There's nothing we can do, and that's why I'm adamant about it. I'm telling you how it works, all right? The only thing we can do is say that those people should have choice. And if you think about it a little bit more, if you were a 10-year-old girl, you want a choice to be able to have children or not. I mean, this is that's what they're going to take away from you. Now, it may be a 50-50 chance that it takes your childhood away. Mm-hmm. You know, but still, that should be your choice, not some buffoon that thinks he can make a choice for everyone.
Yeah, and then if they force it up on them because America says, hey, we got to bring this vaccination to your country.
This is my problem with your way of looking at it. It's not America's can't do anything to Costa Rica. It's another country. The only people that can do anything is the world saying this is ridiculous. Give those 10-year-olds a choice. Now, if we don't do that, they're going to try it on America next because the whole target is America. They're only doing it in Costa Rica to see if they can get away with it and how we react.
Right.
And it doesn't have anything to do with the government. The freaking government has been letting this stuff go all along. You didn't hear them talk about it yet.
No.
And it's not in the news, so they're hiding it from us because they know we would say something about it.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people, even that doctor, Sergeant Miller was talking about, man, he's so skeptical behind Bill Gates being a part of this that,
about whether the vaccine is good or not. What I want to do is I want to say you don't have any testing to prove anything. So why wouldn't you give us choice at least?
Yeah, because I mean now, a lot of people are fearful.
Fight this fight right now before it gets to America. It's going to be in America next that we're going to be fighting this fight.
Well, you know, that point that you made, like, you know, because it's a different country, but I've heard of all the leaders of these different countries America put in place. I don't know if you're educated enough to know that. We're
allowed to force our will. God, I hate that thought anyway.
Well, it is what it is.
No,
I got an article. I think I sent it to you too, brother. Robert Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Robert Kennedy got documents proving that they haven't done the proper research of vaccines the last 30 to 40 years. They don't have no case study.
And we have statistics of how many infertile women are because of that vaccine.
They got documentation from India, parts of Africa. So in India, you had 100,000 little girls that became impotent.
Right, and they also found out, they checked the vaccine and found that it was making them infertile. And it was a drive to actually depopulate the population.
But and they Gardasil, Gardasil.
Yes, and they're doing the same thing again with Costa Rica because, like Bruce said, they multiply like rabbits. Now, that's not fair. That's not how you do things, and there's no reason to depopulate them. That's a little country.
Yeah.
It's got lots of land too. It's there's not a problem there.
Right.
Actually, it was like, I wish that I saw that many children in America. It used to be like that when I was growing up. So really, this is a negative thing when people are talking about who should live and who should die. I mean, if you have a life, why would you decide who could come here or not? Mm. Would you like that before you got here?
It's freedom. Freedom is a two-way street. I always say that.
Well, it's not our choice to decide who lives and who dies.
Exactly.
And anybody that makes that decision is wrong, and they will be in hell for it. They'll be in hell for it just thinking about what they did. And I don't care if they had to do it because of what they have on them or something. But it must drive these people crazy.
They want to kill us all.
But they can't, you know, and they can't take life away and they can't take happiness away, no matter how miserable they want to make you and no matter how much they want to poke you, you can still laugh about it.
Yeah.
And when you do that, they lose. They actually get so frustrated that they actually pop. They can't take it.
What, did you become educated on your thoughts?
What it is when you stop trying to fight with these monsters, then their big weapons don't count anymore. They need you to pick up a weapon before they can use one against you. You see how it works?
Yeah, somebody always used to say, like, you know, the monsters under the bed thing theory, you know? There are no monsters, you know?
That was me. The boogeyman is just the scary.
Exactly.
Is so that you believe there's a bad world, and then that bad world rules you over fear. And they'll talk in your ear, they'll talk in your dreams, they'll talk in your meditation. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you anything you want to hear, because they rule this world. And when we stop giving that other world energy, then we rule this world. Imagine that. And it's not these uppity-ups. These uppity-ups have no power at all. They keep talking power, but power never works. If you go and conquer a nation, you're responsible to take care of that nation. How's that work?
Yeah.
So why are we all starving?
Why are we?
I don't know. I thought we were the greatest nation on earth. Tell me how that works. Because I could tell you how it works, but nobody else can.
Well, I heard somebody say it yesterday that, you know, we're really not.
We are, because the Creator picked us, and we're supposed to get it together. That's what we're here for.
That's right. Why you think I've been saying all along that we ought to be the nation that they would want to emulate, you know? They'd want to copy off of us.
They are. They are emulating.
Only if we stop each other.
Yeah, we want to give our people the virus. We want to create havoc. We're doing everything that's destructive. But you can't find enough people that say USA, USA, and really mean it. That they really do stand for USA, because really and truthfully, the old USA I used to know used to be standing for everybody.
I remember it felt like a home. Like it was like you wanted to do what you could for it. Because you cared about it and it was doing things for you. When I grew up, I found out it wasn't doing things. It was taking what it could get.
Right, because look at Sergeant Miller. In the military, what they teach you. All brothers, what? We become a band of brothers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They teach you good things, but their acts are not the same. And you can tell the truth by what you see as results. You don't have a bunch of excuses. You have a bunch of results. So if they can be the people of America for what's wrong with America, then our system is flawed.
So maybe we need to start taking another look at this thing. And I think that, you know, Rev Radio is definitely going to be providing those answers that, you know, people are actually looking for. Because it's the one place that they're going to be able to come. Go ahead.
I think it's the time to have each other's time to do it, and it's a perfect time. Everybody wants to know what to do next because they're all worried about this stupidity going on. So they're listening now. But you got to work together. Like, that's how you get the answers.
That's right. Amen.
Trying to keep us from working together, you know exactly what's going on.
Right on.
They have us thinking in every direction except helping each other and listening to each other. How about that?
Yeah, because when we collaborate, we come. That means we're coming together as one people, one mind.
We start forgiving everyone, then we can be forgiven. Anything you want to say, Sergeant Quick?
I just appreciate it. Enjoyed the conversation. Revolution Radio, freedomslip.com. I have a good night.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain, I know this. Death is inevitable, I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion, and as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices, like a cacophony of thunder and lightning, and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix.